a Monday where it's just a very busy week. The summer is kind of flying right by. A lot of people taking vacations, getting away, a lot of festivals going on. One of the big things coming up this week is the Open Air Fair. It's in Cannon Falls, just our neighbors next door to the east. And Kyle Paulson is with us right now. She is the executive director of the Cannon Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Kyle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, absolutely.
What's happened to the summer? Did you take it? It's
no,
gone.
I did not. I totally missed it myself.
Wow. It's almost mid-August already, August yes. the 9th. But coming up later on this week, August the 12th, which is Thursday, you have the big open-air fair.
Yes.
And you're going to have perfect weather for it, too.
That's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
That's what it's looking like. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have 40 vendors coming to downtown Cannon Falls.
Mm-hmm.
The unique thing about the open air fair is that the vendors are on our sidewalks. So there aren't any streets closed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun part of that is the people who are walking on the sidewalks then walk through each and every booth.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that much closer to our vendors. But the nice thing is then they are also right there by our retail shops, our food vendors, restaurants. So they can just go in and see what we have on a regular basis.
Boy, I really have to hand it to Cannon Falls, the business people, the business community of Cannon Falls, and the leaders of the community. It's just a happening small town. You know, we like to think we're happening here in Northfield, and we are. And Cannon Falls is certainly, I don't want to say in step with Northfield, but you have your own identity, your own events going on. And this is just another one of those things that makes it a fun town to visit.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a great town to visit. Now, on Thursday, we're going to be having free hot dogs from Lawrence Meats.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have sweet corn, free sweet corn from the Knights of Columbus. But if you don't like those two things, my gosh, we've got pizza, we've got tacos and chips and salsa, we have crumble beef sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
which his ice cream sandwiches are delicious. And then we've got Stevie's Rockin' Barbecue.
Okay.
Out of, where is he from? I want to say Byron, but I might mm-hmm. not be right there. Wonderful, absolutely delicious ribs. Plus, he's got pulled pork and very, very good food.
So you could have three or four meals.
You can try them all out. That's exactly right. Plus, we have baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
We have fresh vegetables from some of the farmers markets people. And lots of great organizations to find out about. There's companies there that have job openings. And the best part is we have Skoger Sound.
Skoger Sound. What is Skoger Sound?
That is a DJ
uh-huh.
who does entertainment for, any kind of celebrations, mm-hmm. weddings, graduations. And so we brought him in to be the entertainment mm-hmm. for our open air fair on Thursday afternoon. And we have door prizes that he'll be giving away all afternoon. And so, you know, trivia games, scavenger hunts that people have to go and find things. And it's going to be a really good time.
All right. Where's the DJ setting up at?
He's going to be set up in between the chamber office and the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
So right on 4th Street.
Right. Yeah. Right on the main street going through downtown.
Absolutely.
Cannon Falls.
And his speakers are reaching the whole area of 4th Street, and so we're going to have a lot of fun with, and that's Tim Skog,
mm-hmm.
and Tim is also our chamber president, and so, you know, that's part of
that
his...
That worked out pretty well.
That worked out really
How
well.
How did he get the job? Tim, you're drafted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, he didn't have to do the first one that we had in July, so...
Well, it sounds like just a lot of fun. Tell us about those vendors. Are they all businesses from downtown Cannon Falls? Or are you having people from like artisans and people from around the area? Or?
You know, we have them from all over. We have pottery coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We do have blankets, ponchos, and hats. They're coming from Rochester. We possibly have, they haven't turned in their paperwork yet, but handbags.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be just beautiful handbags coming up from La Crosse. And we have some vendors coming from the cities. And we're talking clothes, jewelry, more handbags. We have a new church coming to Cannon Falls. And Bethel Rock Church is going to be there to let people know who they are and what they're all about.
Wow, over 40 vendors.
40 vendors. And the library is having a book sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you need some books to get through that winter time coming up, stop on over. They'll have some great deals for you.
Now, what time does all this start on Thursday?
It goes from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it is right on 4th Street and Mill Street.
Mm-hmm.
So in between the stoplights and the stop sign down to the bridge, we'll have vendors everywhere.
You can't miss it. Cannon Falls, and none of the streets are blocked off.
None of the streets are blocked off. Right. Not at all. We do. We will have some safety people to help mm-hmm. people do the intersections, because we will be needing to cross the intersections of Highway 20 and Highway 19. And that's the unique thing about Cannon Falls is we have two state highways going right through town.
Mm-hmm. Now, along with, once again, 40 vendors, you have all the local merchants as well and all the local places to eat. Boy, it just sounds like a great time to be in Cannon Falls.
Oh, it will be. It'll mm-hmm. be a wonderful time. And, you know, have you heard of those Maui Wowie smoothies?
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be there.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there you have it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a perfect summer thing. You can kind of dream of palm trees and sand beaches.
Yeah, absolutely. And then go catch your hot dog and whatever else you want to eat.
Kyle Paulson is with us. She's with the Cannon Falls Area Chamber of Commerce as their executive director. And we are talking about the open air fair that's coming up Thursday from 3 to 7 in Cannon Falls. What about the rest of the summer and into the spring? I know you're focused on Thursday now, but anything else you'd like to mention coming up?
You know, the first weekend in October, the community is having a variety of different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Sogan Art Fair will be happening on that October 2nd and 3rd. Verndale Market will be having their fall festival. I know Tillion Brewery is going to have a couple of good Oktoberfest kind of beers coming mm-hmm. on. And then after that, then we've got Deck the Falls. Oh, no, we have to think of Trick or Treat Trot first. That's on October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
October 29th, that's not quite Halloween, but in the past couple of years, we've had over 700 children in downtown Cannon Falls getting candy.
Wow.
And so the vendors, the chamber members, everyone comes out. And, of course, we want to see all the costumes coming up. And then after that is the weekend of Thanksgiving, we have Deck the Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that just brings right into the holiday season.
And before you know it, it's 2022.
I know. Oh, slow the truck down. That's exactly right. But no, we're going to have a great time this fall and lots of things going on. You know, so stay tuned. And I hope everyone can come over on Thursday afternoon, August 12th, from 3 to 7 o'clock.
All right. Sounds like just a fun, fun time. Kyle, thank you so much for making the trip down to Northfield and visiting us here. We certainly appreciate it. We'll make the trip on Thursday and visit you up there.
Absolutely.
All right.
See you then.
Kyle Paulson, the executive director of the Cannon Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.